Because if everybody was exactly the same, one would not be necessary. If you marry somebody who's exactly like you, they're not necessary. Because the purpose of marriage is to attract into your life the person who represents the parts you disown and don't love, and so you get an opportunity to learn how to love that part, right? People used to think it was for the purpose of happiness, but you know, you've been through, you know that's bullshit. The purpose of it is to take the parts you disown and learn how to love that part and embrace that. Now, if from this primordial family they differentiate and everybody has a different set of values, then the art of communicating and exchanging is going to be based on value systems. Let me give you an example. The Greeks and the Egyptians and the Romans, they all had a thing called a foot, and they measured it by the foot at one time in the meteorology, as they called it, meteorology. Not meteorology, which is the weather, but meteorology, metrology sometimes. And so what they found is that a German foot and a Roman foot and an Italian foot and all these different feet were different. So when they'd say, I want a cubic foot of grain, they say, well, damn, you got short feet, that's not fair to us. So they had to create a standard weights and measurements in order to have fair exchange, didn't they? Have you ever studied the metrology and studied the journey of how they had to put means of exchange here? And finally, they found a location on the Earth that had the proper radii from the center of the Earth and the circumference to locate a common weight and measurement system that later Newton, when he was head of the mint in Cambridge there, near Cambridge, he actually then summarized and condensed it. And the ones we have today partly come from Newton, who was a study of astronomy, who studied weights and measurements and gravitational forces, etc., in order to have fair exchange. Because fair exchange cannot occur unless you have a standard weight or a standard measurement or standard things, pounds, sterlings, things of this nature. So geology, ecology, psychology, theology, biology, are ologies coming from the logos that are all saying the same thing, and they all interweave and they're inseparable. It's kind of like the Gaia hypothesis to say, as Lovelock says, they're inseparable ologies. Now, we start from this one ology, we differentiate, everybody has different value systems, they all specialize in there, but they're really coming from the same root of understanding. Now, if we're in fair exchange, we must learn the art of selling our value system in terms of another person's value system. Now, whether we're in a relationship, and we're dealing with a psychology relationship, a definition of a loving and spiritually awakened relationship is the ability to not project your value system onto them and expect them to live it, minimize theirs and exaggerate yours, which is called carelessness, or not minimize yours and project it onto them, which is called carefulness, which is walking on eggshells, minimizing yours for theirs. But it is the art of honoring yours and theirs and learning how to communicate your value system through a language system to theirs, which is called selling, which is called caring, which is the means of exchange. Selling, therefore, is what we're all doing. Nothing ever gets done without somebody selling something to somebody. So all of our businesses is selling. And anyone who does not master that, there are four or five things you want to master in your life. I don't know if you want to write these down, but these are things you want to master. Four or five things you might want to master in life. They give you the cutting edge. You want to have an edge? Four or five things I've seen that give people edges. One is absolutely clarity of mission, which I'm going to talk about here in a minute. Clarity of mission. Clarity of purpose, if you want to call it that, or clarity of chief aim, as Napoleon Hill would describe it, or whatever language you want to use. But an absolute crystal clear vision of where you're going and what you want to accomplish, what it is that you're here. What is your unique expression? See, the second you are exaggerating somebody else's values or minimizing somebody else's values, if you exaggerate somebody else's values, you will inject their value system into you and attempt to live their value system, and you'll be living shoulds and ought-tos and supposed-tos and got-tos and have-tos. The second you project your values onto somebody else and minimize them and exaggerate you, you will be projecting shoulds, ought-tos, supposed-tos and got-tos and have-tos onto them and be distracted by them injecting to you or you projecting to them and not be but wavering with uncertainties about who you are, because everybody's a reflection of you. But when you are not doing that and you're honoring their values as equal to yours, you're not distracted and you're able to be you. The majority of people on the planet are not living their own value systems. They're attempting to live somebody else's, and there's no way you can self-actualize your individuality or self-actualize a company as long as you're not doing that. Let me give an example, or as long as you're doing that. I worked and consulted with a company in Australia, a banking company. And the gentleman there was going down. His market share was going down. I mean, it was going quick. And he's having to lay off a couple thousand people. And he was like going, whoa, what's going on? He's reached his level of frustration, right? And he had this fantasy show up. And he had this other business that was doing well. This other banking system hadn't turned so much. And it seemed